Leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says enemies may seek to target turnout in Iran presidential election. Iran's president points out that Iran relies on own capabilities in reconstructing country. Iranian parliament speaker says Assad's plan shows Damascus' resolve to implement reforms. Iran's foreign minister says Iran is keen on enhanced political relations with Ghana. And Iran urges U.S. officials to stop warmongering against world nations. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of Iran in English News with me, Nima Chitsons. The leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Iran's enemies may try to prevent a high turnout in the upcoming presidential election in Iran by causing political, economic, and security distractions. Addressing thousands of people in Qom, the leader said one of the schemes of Iran's enemies is to prevent a mass turnout in the election by distracting people by creating a political, economic, or security incidents. Ayatollah Khamenei added that the Iranian nation, however, is too prudent to be deceived by hostile plots of the enemies or their agents. The leader noted that, unlike the past, the arrogant powers explicitly admit that the aim of the sanctions is to tire the Iranian people, provoke them to oppose the Islamic Republic, mount pressure on the Iranian officials, and ultimately change the calculations of the officials. Ayatollah Khamenei said, but people in this great land are showing more interest in the principles of Islam, revolution, and national Iranian dignity on a daily basis. And that runs exactly counter to the will of the enemies. The leader criticized those who try to inculcate into people's mind that the forthcoming presidential elections in June would not be clean enough, saying such behaviors and words would help Iranian powers achieve their objectives. Ayatollah Khamenei recommended prospective presidential candidates to assess their own competence before registering to undergo vetting process by the top oversight body, the Guardian Council. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad inaugurated a large residential unit project in northern province of Semnan on Tuesday. The project includes 15,657 housing units in different cities of the province. He made his presence in two of the units and, in a symbolic gesture, presented the keys to their new owners. The president also attended the friendly gathering of residents of the units and closely listened to their problems and requests. He also attended the groundbreaking ceremony of a combined cycle power plant and inaugurated a 160-bed hospital in the city of Damghan. Meantime, speaking during a special groundbreaking ceremony for the combined cycle power plant in Semnan, President Ahmadinejad said, domestic capabilities are the best means to reconstruct the country. The president added, the country is very rich in natural resources, but some try to monopolize them to their own benefits. He said if the Iranian nation gains access to these resources, the bullying powers cannot do the Iranian nation any harm. Ahmadinejad added that great cultured Iranian nation is the flag bearer of justice and monotheism in the world. President Ahmadinejad arrived in Semnan province this morning to inaugurate several industrial and construction projects. Iranian parliament or Majlis speaker says the plan proposed by the Syrian president to end the crisis in the country demonstrates Damascus' determination to implement political reforms. Ali Larijani said the Syrian government's plan showed that Damascus has a solemn resolve to implement political reforms and changes. He added, the plan aims to implement reforms based on elections and the will of people. The Iranian Majlis speaker warned of the meddlesome countries that opposition to this bid is tantamount to waging war on the establishment of democracy in Syria. Larijani expressed regret that the Western countries and some regional states have fueled insecurity in Syria by sending arms and other equipment into the country. He further said, meddlesome countries must now know that they cannot force changes in Syria by plotting and sending arms and forces. Iran's foreign minister says the Islamic Republic of Iran is keen on enhanced political relations with the Ghanaian government. Ali Akbar Saleh conferred with Ghana's president, John Dramani Mahama, on ways to develop political relations between Tehran and Accra. Saleh said he was pleased with economic growth of Ghana, referring to the active presence of Iran's Red Crescent Society as well as Islamic Azad University in Ghana. He said, Iran is ready to render invaluable services to the people of Ghana. Meanwhile, Iranian president invited his Ghanaian counterpart to pay an official visit to the Islamic Republic. The invitation was made to the new Ghanaian president by visiting Iranian foreign minister. For his part, Mahama welcomed Iran's invitation and promised to visit Iran as soon as possible. He also invited President Ahmadinejad to visit Ghana. The Ghanaian president expressed hope that the two countries would upgrade their cooperation when their business councils meet in mid-2013. Mahama was sworn in on January 7. He was elected to serve his first term as the Ghanaian president in December 2012, following a peaceful election. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman has urged U.S. officials to stop their warmongering policies against nations to lessen the world's hatred toward Washington. My colleague has more.
During his weekly news conference on Tuesday, Ramin Mihmanparast expressed hope that Washington would change its approach towards world's nations and promote peace instead of war. Mihmanparast urged U.S. authorities to respect the rights of nations and not to interfere in world countries' internal affairs. Meanwhile, the spokesman underscored that Iran is ready to help allay Western powers' concern over Tehran's peaceful nuclear energy program, provided that Iran's nuclear rights are fully recognized. The foreign ministry spokesman highlighted Iran's sustained cooperation with the IAEA and stressed that Iran is determined to pursue all of its nuclear rights as stipulated by the NPT. Elsewhere, the spokesman called for the release of Iranian fishermen arrested by Saudi Arabia just a few weeks ago. Referring to the Iranian foreign minister's planned visit to Egypt, Mihmanparast said, important issues related to bilateral ties and regional developments, such as the crisis in Syria, are on the agenda of the talks. Pointing to the fate of 48 Iranian pilgrims kidnapped in Syria by armed rebels, the spokesman said Iran's foreign ministry is pursuing the issue through various channels in Syria and through influential regional governments which are in contact with the kidnappers. Meantime, the spokesman strongly condemned the publication of insulting cartoons of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in a French magazine as part of Islamophobia campaign conducted by Zionists. Mihmanparast said, countering the wave of Islamic awakening and overshadowing the crimes committed by the Zionist regime against the oppressed people of Palestine are among the main objectives of such sacrilege measures orchestrated by the Zionists. He also called on French authorities to understand and respect the Muslims' religious sentiments and take necessary measures to stop publication of such blasphemous cartoons.
And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says enemies may seek to target turnout in Iran presidential election. Iran's president points out that Iran relies on own capabilities in reconstructing the country. Iranian parliament speaker says Assad's plan shows Damascus' resolve to implement reforms. Iran's foreign minister says Iran is keen on enhanced political relations with Ghana. And Iran urges U.S. officials to stop warmongering against world nations. Militants fighting against the Syrian government have shot dead at least 11 civilians in the western city of Homs as the fighting rages on between army troops and foreign-backed rebels. Heavy clashes also broke out between militants and Palestinian refugees in the capital, Damascus, as the terrorists tried to enter the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp. There are also reports of clashes between government troops and insurgents in several parts of Syria, including Aleppo and near Damascus. Meantime, Syrian forces managed to defuse at least 8 explosive devices in Hama. Elsewhere, a large group of Syrians staged rallies in support of President Bashar al-Assad and expressed satisfaction with his recent speech and roadmap for ending the ongoing crisis in the country. Shouting slogans in support of Assad, the protesters said, a solution that does not involve foreign intervention and preserves the rights of the Syrian people to decide their country's future is acceptable. Meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has reiterated that there can be no military solution to the Syrian crisis, urging the international community to help end the unrest. However, Ki-moon also shunned President Bashar al-Assad's calls and proposals for ending the ongoing unrest in the country, echoing a Western call for regime change in Syria. Thousands of Iraqis took to the streets of Basra on Tuesday in support of Iraq's prime minister. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has warned that terrorists are to provoke confrontations between Shiite and Sunni Muslims. Anti-government has asked to return Baathist's party and abolish anti-terrorism laws.
The demands of the people in the north region are illegal, unacceptable, and against the interests of the people.
There will be fighting in the streets if the Baathists return. We do not accept the return of the Baathists. Such a step will cause bloodshed. What will the families of martyrs do if the Baathists return?
Repeated shooting incidents in the U.S., including the recent one in an elementary school in Connecticut, have increased public demands for gun safety. However, most people believe this process comes since the U.S. government is not able to provide security or put control on gun selling in the country. This is why all people living in southern and western regions of the United States have greater appetite to carry or buy guns. Just in Georgia, almost 38,000 requests had been registered in October 2012. In December, the number doubled to nearly 80,000.
Obviously, there is a notion of safety. Don't want to be a victim. Last place I want to go is a gun-free zone where the bad guy, can reload. Even my daughter walks into a campus and says, that makes no sense because the bad guys don't read the law.
I think everyone's a little scared of everything that's going on in the media and the government right now. It's our right to protect ourselves, so we want to protect that.
Unbelievable. I sold over 300 guns in 2.5 weeks. Yeah, we figured out every 15 to 20 minutes somebody came in and bought a gun. Isn't that unbelievable? Because they're afraid after that school shooting.
I think this spike has been for the fear of the unknown. People want the option to be able to protect themselves, and being that the gun market right now is so volatile, people are doing whatever they can to buy whatever they can, so that should anything change, they have what they need to protect themselves.
And that's a wrap for now. Join us with the latest updates at 2 a.m. local time. Goodbye now.